It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. There's no shortage of music festivals in Georgia, especially once the weather heats up. One of the most popular ones returns to Atlanta this weekend. The Atlanta Jazz Festival takes over Piedmont Park through Sunday, and that gives us the perfect excuse to add a couple more tunes to the Georgia playlist. That is when we ask people to choose two songs that they think best represent Georgia. The rules are simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and musicians cannot nominate one of their own songs. This special edition of the Georgia Playlist features an artist who will be performing at this weekend's Atlanta Jazz Festival.
My name is Chandra Corelli, and I'm a singer. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. The first song that I want to talk about on the Georgia playlist is Love Don't Come Easy by Gene Karn. Gene Karn was born in Atlanta. Gene Karn has an incredible range, and not only vocal range, but as far as music was concerned, because she went from one genre to another, which is the same thing I can say about myself. I like the mixture of jazz and R&B music, and so she was just one of those great examples for me as a singer to be able to stretch my taste in music and how all of them really relate. When I first heard the song, Love Don't Come Easy, I was in high school. It was during the 70s. I relate to the song in the fact that, you know, love doesn't come easy. It's like, you know, it's like anything in life. You have to have something to compare it to. And so sometimes you have to have some really screwed up bad relationships to be able to, see what the good ones look like. So I think I related to that, being a young person and being pretty occupied at that particular time with relationships. She used to sing with Roy Ayers in D.C. when he would come to town. And we were at a club called Blues Alley. And she came by. And I remember Roy Ayers saying to me, I was going like, it's Gene Karn out there. She's going to be hearing me sing all these songs. And he was just like, I'd put you against anybody. Don't worry about Gene Karn. You know, it's like, I was like, sure. But knowing that she's a legend, it doesn't even matter. The next song that I want to talk about on the Georgia playlist is This Is a Man's World by James Brown. James Brown is originally from Augusta, Georgia. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. I picked It's a Man's World because it was just a very powerful statement back in the day when I was a little kid. And of course, I was used to James Brown singing, you know, really funky up-tempo songs. And to hear him do a ballad so soulfully, it was one of those things that, you know, you would end up in the house singing, "It's a man's world." But the cap on it was, it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
This is a man's world, and it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. That was the lyric that got me. You know, and as a young girl, I really didn't get it, but I like the fact that I was included in my idol song. I was just like, that's one of my favorite songs. That's just one of my favorite sayings, that it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. And so I think, like I said, whether or not he meant it or not, it was a great statement, and it was very uplifting for young girls like me. Oh, how man needs a woman. The sound of Georgia, it's a sweet soul. It's real. It's down to earth. It feels like home. That's the way it is in Georgia. It has guts to it, but at the same time, it has a gentleness, and it invites you into the park. And that's what I love about artists from Georgia. You can trust that they mean what they say. You gotta face
the fact. That was singer Chandra Carelli of Atlanta. She'll perform at the Atlanta Jazz Festival at Piedmont Park on Sunday at 6:30 p.m.